I'm joined by John Farran of Ballyliffin Golf Club. John, it's a very proud day for everybody associated with Ballyliffin Golf Club.
Yeah, proud day for Donegal and the North West, Derry included, bringing one of the biggest golf tournaments in the world to Ballyliffin in 2018. It's going to be a massive injection into the local economy, but also a massive injection in terms of the long-term exposure that a tournament like this brings to a region. Going into 420 to 450 million homes worldwide, it's a huge opportunity to showcase Ballyliffin, Donegal, and Derry to, you know, the world at large.
There is no doubt about that. But these things don't happen overnight. There's been a lot of work and preparation and planning that has gone into that. John, can you tell us a little bit about the amount of work that you've had to do and indeed the committee in Ballyliffin to make this happen?
Yeah, as you say, it doesn't happen overnight. It's probably been 10 years in the making. Ballyliffin isn't at the centre of the universe, as we all appreciate, but members in Ballyliffin would probably say it is. But that being said, the event that we're talking about, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, has come to a level now where it's one of the premier events in the world. So the prize fund is there. That brings the players. The players bring the spectators. The spectators bring sponsorship. And all that has come together over the last 3 to 4 years, making this tournament, enabling the European Tour to have the confidence to bring this tournament to the regions. And, you know, I've been talking to the Tour for over 10 years now, trying to convince them that Ballyliffin was a worthy host of an Irish Open. And, you know, the course is there. Glashidi is probably one of the best links in the world. And it's easy to get that part over the line. Accommodation is coming on stream. Partnership now with Derry. We feel that the infrastructure is there, and working with Donegal and Derry councils over the next 12 months, we're confident that we'll have everything in place to deliver a world-class event and something that Donegal will be proud of.
I'm sure that will be the case, John. And the great thing about it is that there's a huge economic impact on the region in general. And it's of great benefit to the Inishowen Peninsula and indeed to the wider area as well, isn't it?
Oh, it is. The weekend itself brings a 100 million euro investment into the local economy, a massive injection to a remote economy such as Inishowen and even Derry. But the spin on the 420 million homes worldwide seeing the glorious pictures of Ballyliffin basking in the sunshine in 2018 will bring multiples of that 100 million in terms of the long-term benefits to the region, not just to golf, but to the whole area in terms of tourism and elevating us in terms of awareness worldwide.
I was chatting to Pat Ruddy earlier. Obviously, Pat was involved in the development of the Glashidi Links, and there's no doubt about it that the actual course itself will provide a significant test for players, which is exactly what they need at this point in the European Tour calendar, just a couple of weeks away from the British Open.
Yeah, the movement of the date to a couple of weeks before the Open Championship was a tremendous coup for the Irish Open. It is put it in its rightful place at the centre of the preparations for the Open Championship, which again helps get the top players in the world to here. Yeah, Pat has been a godfather in Ballyliffin's development, and is only over this winter himself been down, despite poor health, working himself on the machinery and putting in new tees and bunkers in preparation for this announcement today.
When did you actually get the definitive word that you were actually going to host it? And I'm sure it was a great day for the club.
It was. Well, as you know, we were sworn to secrecy. The best kept secret in Irish golf finally broke today, but that's the nature of the social media world we live in today. But about 6 weeks ago, I was informed by the Tour that we were going to be the 2018 host. A big day for Ballyliffin, but a big day for Donegal and for the region, and I know everyone will be totally behind the club and its efforts to deliver for Donegal and for the region on a stage that has never been seen before.
It is a proud day, and you had quite a few of the members of the club here with you today to join with you in announcing it, and that was great to have so many people from the golf club here with you, John.
Ah, yeah, the members are very proud of what they have there in Ballyliffin, and it's an important day for the members. Without the members, the place wouldn't be what it is, and without the people that have come before me and long before me that had the foresight to keep driving and keep developing Ballyliffin, we wouldn't be here today at all. So, you know, proud day for everyone associated with Ballyliffin and the club.
It certainly is. Congratulations and well done. I'm joined by golf architect Pat Ruddy, and Pat, it's a very proud day for the, you know, the members and the committee in Ballyliffin, but it's also a great day for you as well. You're very heavily involved in the design of Ballyliffin, in the golf courses in Ballyliffin, and you've just been announced as the Irish Open venue for 2018.
Oh, it's a wonderful day for us all. I'm so proud of and for Ballyliffin. When we went up there first, Tom Craddock and I, we stated to the club, which is a very small club then, that their land was good enough for anything, that we'd build a very fine, great golf course. And we were right. But what we didn't calculate at all was that the people of the place were even better. They are supersonic people who have proven that the centre of the universe is where you live.
Yes, indeed. And you know, that spirit has shone through today with the enthusiasm that the people have for becoming the host of this great event, Pat. But the course itself, the Glashidi Links in particular, like, you have been on record as saying that this is one of the greatest pieces of land for a golf course on earth.
Yes, and there's no question about that. And we've laboured very hard on it over 25 years now. And an amazing thing about them is that they have kept with me over 25 years. And they must be fed up with me now. But if I say I'd love to do a few days' work over here or there, they're up for it. And I should have known that the day that we were coming down hole 17 billion years ago, and I wanted 2 and 6 pence extra in the budget to do one more bunker. I said, no, we have no money. I looked over my shoulder, and here they were building a million-pound clubhouse that I jokingly refer to as the Glorious Pub. But they, there's no obstacle to them. The million is a lot of money back then. And today, so we keep polishing the diamond. We know it's very, very good. That's not being brash or boastful. It's very, very, very good. But they, thank God, are owners, call them owners, of the type who want to win the Derby and win it every year. And I hope to hang on to the pony.
A diamond it certainly is, though, Pat, and I'm sure the best players in the world will really enjoy the challenge that it provides. And in terms of preparation for an Open Championship, they probably wouldn't get much better than this.
No, it's I think they see. I've worked most of my design career. I have been subject to some analytical comment to the effect that I build courses that can be a little bit testy. And if that is in any way true, it will be based on the fact that when given the opportunity to build a great anything, you try to build a great that. So in Ballyliffin, we didn't set out to build a normal golf course. We set out to build a great golf course. And all the hours that go in every year ever since, 25 years now and only starting, no stone left unturned. And they have a great greenkeeper now. There's a called Andy Robertson, and he works with the course convener of 25 years standing, Patsy Doherty. Those men, they work to the credo that we are ready any day for any event. So you could walk in any day, any year to Ballyliffin and play any event. The links is ready in design and in conditioning, which is superb.
It is indeed. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And you know, from an Irish Open perspective, I mean, the likes of the links here in Port Stewart, which is a magnificent facility. Obviously, you're going to have the 2019 Open in Royal Portrush. I mean, we really are spoiled for choice with the great golf courses that we have around this country. I mean, you have your own course down in the European Club, which is widely regarded, again, as one of the great tests of golf in the world, Pat. But if you want to, you know, test yourself against the best facility in the world, Ireland is one of the best places you could possibly go to.
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, there are a lot of beautiful places in the world, beautiful, beautiful, and but they're not great in all cases. In Ireland, we have 400 courses, and I would say that 50 of them are great. Another 50 or 60 are wonderful, and the others, we love them all. And other countries where they have something good, we have another great advantage in Ireland that in every single golf course you can get a game. Not so in other countries, where things get better, they get exclusive. Man at the gate saying, no, you're not welcome. So not alone are we great as a home of golf courses, but we're great as welcoming people.
There is no doubt about that, and I'm sure the Inishowen Peninsula will welcome people with open arms to the Open Championship. It has been a terrific day for Ballyliffin, and you've been very much a part of that story, Pat. Congratulations to you and all the people in Ballyliffin, and we look forward to a great Irish Open. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Inishowen Abu.